ABC Radio Australia.
The New Zealand Defence Force and researchers have confirmed 85 Cook Island soldiers are eligible for service medals for the Second World War. The efforts to honour the soldiers has been headed up by Kate Walker, the lead of the Cook Islands Military History Research Project team. She's been working with the New Zealand Defence Force over the past 6 months to identify the soldiers and their families. She told Lucy Cooper many of the soldiers served in the local military but missed out on medals as they were discharged before the end of the war.
Now that I'm in Rarotonga for a month, we are now pushing out onto our Facebook page, bit by bit, names. I'm not releasing them all at once because I would be inundated by people, but we will get through them. So I've already contacted with quite a number of descendants. So as soon as we confirm the identity of descendants, and obviously it needs to be, number one, direct descendants, preferably living children, and there are a number, or their children. So there is a pecking order, I suppose you could call it. So I've had a huge response already here to the maybe 15 names or so that we've released out of the 85 on our list who are due to receive their medals, and most of them are due to receive two medals. So that's the majority of the 85.
What do these medals represent? What are they getting them for?
So it depends on their length of service. Most of these men are due the War Medal 1939 to 1945 and the New Zealand War Service Medal. There is also another medal. There's only two men that qualify for that, and some of the men only qualify for one medal. This is for their service in the Rarotonga Local Defence Force, which was set up here as a territorial militia in April 1941, was disbanded in September 1945. And with oversight, of course, by New Zealand, because it was the Cook Islands were under their administration at that time. Yeah, there's about 170 Cook Islands men who served in the World War II Local Defence Force here in Rarotonga. We're still researching and getting more information and names as more documents come to light. While it's nice that they're getting these medals, we've got to remember this is 80 years later.
Right, and so why didn't they receive these medals in the first place?
These men, most of them were discharged incorrectly because when the Cook Islands Local Defence Force reverted to a smaller territorial force and went part-time, these men were given the option to be discharged, which a lot did. But it was recorded in these documents, medal documents, that they refused duty and they were denied their medals, which is incorrect.
And do you think it's something that also these families may not be aware of the service?
Yeah, definitely. I phoned a family the other day, or put it up on our Facebook page. There was actually three brothers who were denied their medals. They're the only ones that we have that were brothers, three. We have a number that were brothers, but we have three brothers. And I've contacted all the close descendants, a number here in Rarotonga, none of them knew. So like I say, these World War II Local Defence Force servicemen, there was potentially a feeling of shame. They didn't receive their medals and they were just pushed aside, so they didn't tell anybody about it. But I would say 95, if not more, percent of the people I'm speaking to, and I've spoken to plenty already, they had no idea whatsoever that these men served in the Cook Islands Local Defence Force here in Rarotonga in World War II.
What does this whole situation say to you, Kate, about the treatment of Cook Island soldiers?
Well, Lucy, it makes me wonder why it's taken 80 years and our tiny little team to quickly, as soon as we started the World War II research and started looking at these documents, thought, hang on a second, this is not adding up. There's something wrong here. So I think the whole discharge process was very poorly managed, and that's obvious. I have hundreds of pages of documents now on this, some that no one would have ever seen, and there's a lot of different aspects to this as well. And they're definitely at that time, and that was the way. There wasn't an equality with their service. So that's what I mean. I think the New Zealand Defence Force and Veterans Affairs can really step up now and say, yeah, no, they deserve these medals,